This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Derek J.
And we've been talking about generally perceived to be negative drugs. And I guess that's true to some extent about the next conversation as well. But we've also got a story here about psychedelic mushrooms. That's psilocybin cubensis.
And what did you say?
Psilocybin cubensis is the scientific name of the shrooms.
Hmm. Aren't there more than one type of shroom that has psilocybin in it, or is it just that one?
I don't know. That's a good question. I'm sure it's actually, I know for a fact it's multiple, because I know that there exist truffles that have them, and truffle is similar to mushrooms.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, sure. There are probably several types of psilocybin mushrooms, not
so
just
what about
cubensis.
These things?
They're great for depression.
They legalized
anxiety.
It in Denver, didn't they? They're putting it in coffee and stuff.
Really? They're that far along?
Yeah, there's a coffee shop that's putting shrooms, like a little bit of psilocybin in your morning coffee.
Like a microdose?
Yeah.
No way, dude. You got to find that news. Is there a news story about that?
Yeah.
Because what they did in Denver was they decriminalized it. So they put it up to a vote, and the people of Denver, and it was, you know, kind of a close vote, but it did pass. And they made it, I believe, the lowest police priority, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, it's a very weak level of decriminalization.
Well, if they're putting it in coffee and they haven't been arrested yet, I would say it's an effective level of like if the coffee shop.
I would not want shrooms with my coffee.
If it's a microdose, you won't even.
Sure.
Yeah. Look, if it's like a liquid psilocybin, they may be extracting the shrooms into a liquid psilocybin. So you wouldn't taste.
More power to them. I mean, that's the way to go.
It is the way to go. It's a much more pleasant way of dosing on psychedelic mushrooms without the whole eating dried, nasty old mushrooms. You just put a little squirt of this liquid psilocybin in your coffee. You're not even going to taste it, especially in a drink like coffee. If you take the liquid psilocybin and you drink it straight, or you put it into some water, it's not particularly pleasant. But if it's mixed in with something like coffee or a fruit juice, it's hard to detect it. And especially at a microdose level, it would be pretty much indetectable at that level. And then within, you know, probably 15 to 20 or so minutes, you're going to start having whatever the effects are. Now, if it's a microdose, it may be very, very slight. It may just simply be you're more aware or more focused or whatever that does for you.
Well, check this out. 9news.com. Author is Ryan Harrer. Published August 8th, 2019. So it's a fresh story.
Wow.
Denver, Colorado. I'm skipping a few paragraphs down. When Denver decriminalized marijuana more than a decade ago, many expressed concerns about a slippery slope. Sure enough, Colorado went on to legalize recreational marijuana. And then it says here, Strava Craft Coffee got an early start in the CBD market in 2016. And now their owner is considering adding magic mushrooms to coffee. So it's just considering. It's not. I don't believe it's happening.
That's
he
awesome,
says,
though.
100%. I believe psilocybin will follow the same path as cannabis did and be widely accepted and legal and hopefully commercialized.
Yeah,
I would agree entirely, man.
It can't happen soon enough. I think that would be absolutely wonderful, and I hope that we can see it happen here in New Hampshire. I know New Hampshire is behind the ball as far as decriminalizing cannabis is concerned. Compared to the surrounding states, New Hampshire is way behind the ball.
Well, maybe New Hampshire will just do both at the same time.
Well, okay, that's a possibility.
You're a dreamer.
Yeah, well,
I am.
That's what it takes. But I did talk to a couple of state representatives, because here in New Hampshire, we know these people. Like, the state reps are, in many cases, very libertarian folks, and I was talking with them at the dinner that you guys didn't make it to, actually, the Liberty Alliance dinner.
Yeah.
And so I was talking with, like, Mark Warden and a couple of the other state representatives there who are freedom-friendly guys, and I was like, hey, did you guys hear about what happened in Oakland? Because not only did Denver decriminalize mushrooms, but Oakland City Council voted unanimously.
All right.
There's a lot of bad parts about Oakland, but this is a good one.
Oh, it's awful.
Right. But at least you could do mushrooms now.
I can't think of a scarier place to do mushrooms. Oh, my God.
But at least you can do this because what they did was, unlike Denver where it was a ballot initiative, here it went to the city council. They had a hearing where people came up and talked about how taking psilocybic mushrooms had helped them, that it had, you know, helped them solve whatever depression issues or maybe alcoholism or, you know, whatever their story was. And the city council voted unanimously to decriminalize possession of mushrooms and made it, again, the lowest possible police resource. Police are not allowed to spend any money enforcing this. They just basically, it's almost completely off the table for the cops to do anything about this.
Very cool.
But the interesting thing about what they passed was that it wasn't just for mushrooms. The way the ordinance was written, it was any kind of natural, like, plant, or mushrooms aren't exactly a plant, but anything that sort of can be cultivated or can be grown. So it would include peyote, for instance. So peyote and mushrooms, presumably cannabis if it
what
wasn't already
legal. What is
peyote? It's cactus.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's also got psychedelic properties.
Right, I've heard that, but I don't know what it looks like or what it is.
I don't know which kind of cactus it is, right. But it is some sort of cactus. So instead of just doing
mushrooms, I now have a new thing to propose to the city council if I happen to win the election for representative of Ward 2.
Well, if you run on that platform, now you got a chance.
Well,
hey, listen,
it's going to be written in by midnight.
Nice.
So Amit, the owner of this coffee shop, he says he wants to offer coffee that allows customers to microdose. So it's just as you expected.
Very cool.
The coffee would include a dose so small that users would not feel high.
Unless you drink 10 cups.
Instead, a daily dose, he said, could have more of a long-term impact on one's mental health and well-being. So there's, you know, still studies to be done on this, but it seems like it's got some positive effects.
I agree.
It's colloquial, but the whole reason that I am involved with psychedelic mushrooms is to deal with depression. I find it to be a superior way of dealing with it, to eat some shrooms every 3 or 4 months instead of taking antidepressants or something every single day.
I've heard that.
It seems to be more effective for me. I'm not sitting there being depressed lately.
And it has long-lasting effects. Like, in other words, it's not like in the moment,
3 to 4 months.
I'm so high. I don't feel sad about anything. It's like months later, you're still like not as depressed.
Right. Huh. And it just sort of creeps back up, and it's like, okay, it's time for another medicinal.
Wow.
There have been studies that very small studies have been done on this, and they've found what you're talking about, Aria, where it could last up to 6 months in many cases, the sort of antidepressant effect of these mushrooms. In some cases, mushrooms or MDMA have been found to be able to do things like just straight up cure PTSD.
Yeah,
it seems like that makes more sense to me than the every couple of months thing. Because if the mushrooms are out of your system in like a day or two or however long it takes, you would think that the effects would also be out of your system, or else it's mental.
There are longer lasting effects of psychedelics than just, you know, the 8-hour trip or whatever.
Yeah, but did you
it sticks with you?
Like, you know, it's like, oh, after a month, I'm not depressed anymore, but then after 3 months, I'm starting to get sad. Like, did you forget what made you happy, or, like...
It's brain chemistry, man. It's all about...
These are the kind of questions that people who don't struggle from depression ask. I don't get it, you know? Like, it's hard for me to understand.
It's all about serotonin and dopamine imbalances and stuff like that, and for whatever reason...
You're making that up. You don't know.
I think that you, well,
I have
evidence,
a pretty good idea.
There's evidence, Aria, that placebo effect can cure depression.
Yeah, well, I mean, anything can cure a depression.
Well, then it doesn't have to do with an imbalance in chemicals. If you can just cure it yourself, then you're rebalancing it on your own then, right?
Well, like, you can certainly...
It's not something you're helpless against, I guess is what I'm saying. If
I'm certainly not helpless against it, no.
But if placebo can cure
Well, a placebo doesn't depression. Work if you know it's a placebo.
Of course not.
So, I mean, but sure, there are meditative methods and all of that mm-hmm. that people use to effectively control their brains and fix the imbalances, and those are effective to some degree as well. Ultimately, that's a question of, do our brains control us, or do we control our brains, though?
Well, we can talk more about it, because I got more about mushrooms on the way.
Let's get into that. Give us a call. What do you think about shrooms? 855-450-3733.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store or via Edge Wallet's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dynavite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dynavite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dynavite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet, I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Give us a call and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Derek J.
And I want to tell you about Liberty.menu, because for years, libertarians have wanted a directory of liberty-minded businesses, and we're helping to build one, and that's Liberty.menu. It's a tool for your community. At its core, it's a directory for events, businesses, and digital content, and so much more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's a bit of a social network to it. So you can comment, so you can connect and share with others. It's exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. So if that sounds like you, go put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu and use the code FTL to get a special badge. Once more, that's liberty.menu. Now, we've been talking about shrooms here, psychedelic mushrooms, and we haven't even gotten really into the article yet.
It's true. Because we have strong opinions about these things, and I would say all three of us have benefited from them.
I would certainly agree that I have.
I mean, I don't want to speak for you.
I don't know.
Jay,
what sort of benefits are you talking about?
I would say that psychedelics in general, mushrooms included, have helped me be a better person. I mean, connected me to things that otherwise I would not have had, experiences that I otherwise would not have had that have been overwhelmingly positive. Some of them were terrifying in certain circumstances.
You mean like thoughts and revelations about the world?
Yeah, you could look at it that way.
Yeah.
I walked out of the house one night, and there's this bush off to the side. It looked like three hooded figures that were just, like, glaring at me.
Oh my.
So now every time I go outside at night to smoke, I still see that. It's so trippy. But that was rare. And, you know, I was in a bad place mentally then, which is why I did the shrooms in the first place.
That sounds like a horrible idea.
No, that was the best time to do them. So I went back in. I cleared my head. Next time I came out to smoke, it wasn't three shadowy figures glaring at me. It was three... and I swear to God, it was three gnomes dancing in the breeze and pointing all around trying to get me to love the rest of the world.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because I've heard, you know, whatever head state you're in, it's going to be amplified. So if you're in, like, a really bad place...
That's certainly true, but the only way through...
Taking psychedelics could make it way worse.
Yeah, but the only way through is through. You've got to go down into that pit and fight the minotaurs and come out the other side.
If you're ready for that, then yes. I don't disagree with you.
Some people
if
aren't you mentally
are brand,
stable enough.
Yeah, if you're brand new, then no.
No, if you're brand new, that's a really good recipe for thinking you can fly and jumping out of window or something like that, which shrooms, in my experience at least, they don't make you trip to that degree. That's more of an LSD kind of thing. I've never been so tripping on shrooms that I thought I might be able to fly.
The strongest trip I've ever been on was on mushrooms.
I'm not saying they're weaker than LSD. It's just a different quality to it. Maybe on enough LSD, I could see myself thinking I could fly, but not with shrooms.
Oh, yeah. I'm not saying I thought I could fly. I'm not saying
right.
that, though.
So let's get into
it. Almost a myth. I don't know how true that is.
Before we get into the article, let's turn to the phones. Yeah, we've got Ripple calling in from Las Vegas. Ripple, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I wanted to talk about the acetaminophen.
Yeah.
Right.
There's a process that is pretty simple. You can remove it from the... from the oxy pills and all the different opiate pills.
You're talking about cold water extractions, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, you just put it in the freezer, it separates.
The primary issue with that is that most people don't know about it.
So obviously you can go look up how to do this here. I don't know anything about this. What are you putting in the freezer exactly? Are you crushing up pills and somehow putting it in some sort of fluid? I mean, what are you putting in the freezer?
I don't recall off the top of my head. I didn't do it a lot.
No, Ripple's telling us.
Right. I'm asking Ripple.
Yeah, you just crunch up the pills, put it in some water, and then in the freezer, and then right before it freezes, it separates, and there's you see the different colors of the material.
Ah,
wow.
Is one heavier than the other, so it's always like the hydrocodone's on top and then the acetaminophen's on the bottom, or is it one or the other, or what?
I don't know if that makes sense, but
I thought you've done this.
The, uh, No, I was told from a reliable source.
I'm sorry. I thought we were talking with an expert here. It's all right.
You're not a pharmacist?
So,
I'm a good listener. I have done some other extractions, but the peyote is the active ingredient in there is mescaline.
Uh-huh, yep.
And oh, yeah. You guys were talking about like the difference between like a whole plant medicine and like different extracts and things. Because you could extract the mescaline with, you know, the mescaline hydrochloride. That could be extracted, and you could take that, but the trip is not the same as, like, taking a peyote trip. Because all the different compounds and alkaloids in there, just like on cannabis, or just like with cannabis.
Well, what do you normally do when you take a peyote trip? You just eat a piece of cactus?
I thought they smoked it.
Eat it.
Yeah, I think you eat it. I don't know any. I've never done mescaline, so I don't know anything about it.
I've done mescaline. I've never done peyote.
Well, apparently it's the same thing, but different.
Well, I think mescaline contains the same.
Well, that's what he's saying. He's saying the peyote has other things in it as well. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, all the plant medicines like cannabis, peyote, and San Pedro cactus, which also contains mescaline.
Interesting, because mescaline's generally more like a party psychedelic, sort of similar to MDMA.
Really?
Really?
Because Aldous Huxley was on mescaline when he wrote The Doors of Perception.
I don't consider MDMA, any psychedelic to be a party drug.
Well, MDMA has its own, you know, I don't want to use the word spiritual, but there's no other word for it, spiritual benefits. It's not just a party drug
absolutely.
By any means, but mescaline has the same sort of reputation.
Huh. Oh. Interesting. I didn't know that. I don't know anyone who's... I mean, I probably know people who've done mescaline, but no one's ever offered it to me.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Ripple, for the call.
Yeah, thanks for the thoughts, the expertise.
So, this article about shrooms here that we have...
Yeah, it's in, of all places, USA Today, one of the sort of more widely read national newspapers. They're talking about psychedelic mushrooms. They even mention MDMA in here. Here's a story from Trevor Hughes at USA Today in Denver. Tucker Max tried to drown his childhood sadness in booze and sex. That didn't work, although it netted him a best-selling book and movie based on his story. As he got older, he tried working out and got fit, but still felt lousy. He also tried business, co-founding publishing house Scribe Media, but his mind still struggled. It wasn't until he turned to MDMA and psilocybin, or magic mushrooms, that he finally found something he believes altered his brain chemistry for the better. After taking a large dose of mushrooms at a spiritual retreat in South America, Max had what he describes as a life-changing mental journey akin to a near-death experience. Like many other mushroom users, Max, who's 43, claims the substance opened his mind to a new way of seeing the world, allowing him to make permanent changes to his brain. And this kind of ties in with some of the stuff that we were just talking about a few moments ago. We can continue the discussion coming up.
Absolutely. Give us a call. Let us know what you think. That number is 855-450-3733. Or if you want the quality like we just had with Ripple, use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.lrn.fm.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. With the G7 summit over and President Trump back in Washington, D.C., there seems to be some renewed optimism that a trade deal can be reached between the United States and China. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis believes a trade deal needs to be done.
Sooner or later, we've got to recognize the two are intertwined. If we're the near peer competitor to China in 2050, we'll look back at this time having not taken strong action as probably a missed opportunity.
A federal judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked an 8-week abortion ban from taking effect in Missouri on Wednesday, but will allow certain parts of the law to move forward, including the ban on abortions based on race, sex, or disability. The ban provided exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for pregnancies that were a result of rape or incest, which result in less than 2% of abortions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Derek J.
And Ian, tell us about My Magic Mud.
Yes, I'll definitely tell you about My Magic Mud. It's a great product. We've been close to the folks over there at Free Talk Live for years. Remember way back when they were at the Porcupine Freedom Festival?
He meant at My Magic Mud.
Yeah, My Magic Mud. Thank you. Getting My Magic Mud way, way back at the Porcupine Freedom Festival when they were manufacturing it in their home way back in the day. Now they've got a facility and a bunch of employees, and they've got a whole bunch of new products, but the original My Magic Mud is a black tooth powder made of charcoalized coconut shells and bentonite clay. It's a completely natural product. You can swallow it. It's fine.
That was my question. Is it safe to swallow?
It is.
And regular toothpaste, you're not supposed to.
Well, the black tooth powder isn't even toothpaste. That's just the tooth powder. But they do have a toothpaste now that I use, and you can swallow that too. Because there's no fluoride or any of those nasty chemicals in it. It's all completely natural. They've got a mouthwash. You can swallow that, too, if you would like. And it's their tooth powder is clinically proven to whiten teeth. Mm. So that's probably the reason why they've had such success. The product does what, you know, it says it's going to do. So now you can buy it in a bunch of great health food stores like Sprouts, CVS, Natural Grocers, and even Walmart's Natural Beauty Aisle. And but why go to the store when you can just go to MyMagicMud.com, type in code FTL20, and you will get 20% off your order at MyMagicMud.com, code FTL20.
Very cool. Well, let's get back into the phones. We've got Steven calling in, who is normally here with you on Tuesday nights, but ultimately it turns out he's just too busy, which sucks. But Steven,
well, he loves work. I mean, he loves doing programming, so I'm glad that he's doing something that,
that's true.
He loves.
Yeah,
almost as much as being on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
But he's with us now on the phone. Steven, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, calling here from Portsmouth, New Hampshire. Glad to be in the Free State along with you. Calling to tell you about the coolest party. It's even cooler than whatever party Vermin Supreme is having.
Rub it in, why don't you?
See, we're going to space.
Now, is this about the shrooms? I'm joking. Well, go ahead,
Steven.
It would
be cool in space.
As soon as Portsmouth decriminalizes mushrooms, we will have psilocybin openly available at the space disco.
Nice.
Do you have rooms available for rent at the space disco?
So here's the thing. We're going to space. There are a lot of people out here in the world and in America that are probably listening right now, and they think, I want to go to space. There's kids, there's old people, there's all these people. And I ask about half of the people say, yes, I'm going. So, Ian, are you going to space? If there was a spaceship you could get on right now, would you get on and go to space?
I would say if it was tried and true. I don't want to be the first person to go to space.
I will gladly be the first person to go to space.
Aria, you're going to space. I know Derek J is going to space. He is a VIP member on the ECV Precariat. So a bunch of other libertarians that you've probably heard on this network are building a spaceship. It's called the ECV Precariat. And there are real designs for it online. The designs are getting better and better all the time. And you know, of course, that we make the greatest parties. And so
this is true.
Now, there you go. Of course, acknowledgement. Now we're putting our disco on the ship. And the other designers of the ship are so down. Okay.
Excellent.
So
the disco deck.
It's level 15 is the space disco, and
is there a reason why it was level 15?
It's the biggest one, and it's on top.
It's the biggest, yeah. It's the one we asked the architects of the ship where it should be, and they said that.
Excellent.
So, right,
so the penthouse, basically.
Yeah, I mean,
penthouse.
If you go to piratswithoutborders.com right now, in the top left-hand corner, you can see the ECV Precariat for yourself, and you can see level 15 and the observation deck.
Does it show the disco balls already in the...
Not yet, no.
Okay.
That's the next step. So
that is next.
He said that we can add the CAD. So whoever knows about CAD, start getting involved with Space Disco, okay? And you're going to hear more about it. And we need you to help us put the Space Disco into the ship. So in the meantime, we are having the Space Disco at the Launch Pad Alpha here in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, at an underground theater where we're practicing having the disco.
Then this
secondary
is the coolest
steps,
thing ever.
And you have to be part of the crew. Okay, so there's only really room for like 100 people on the ship for the disco.
Hmm.
We might be able to fit more on the observation deck. So you have to get to be part of the crew by showing up at the space discos now and helping us plan and figure out how we're going to get to space. Okay?
Yeah, so no slackers, right? Like just jumping on board at the last minute.
Uh-huh.
You actually have to help make this thing happen, right?
And so what is this disco? It's actually a party, and we're focused on nutrition and health and energy so that we can have enough energy to build a system that gets us to space so we can have a disco.
In space.
Also, in space, yeah. So the intermediate steps will be us renting some of those planes that are hollowed out that go up and then steeply down to simulate zero gravity.
Right.
I believe that's what they did with the Apollo 13 movies, if I recall correctly.
That's right. Yeah. They did do that. Yeah, mm-hmm. So it works. And no one's ever done it with a disco with lights and music and DJs. So in the same time, we are creating the sound of space because space doesn't have a sound yet.
Mm.
And, so we're
cultivating.
Space,
no one can hear you scream.
We're but in the air, in the spaceship, you can. And we're cultivating space house. We're creating high-quality recordings of the greatest DJs in the area who know how to create amazing dance music. And we're creating a space vibe in music. Our dancers, they're training, they're creating space dances. How dance is different in space.
Mm.
There's different gravity, right? And we're working the lights. So we had
it's
going to
change everything, right? I mean, no gravity.
Exactly. It's going to change dance forever.
Yeah.
We had our first flight simulation, version 0.1, last Tuesday, and it was an amazing success. A ton of people showed up. Now, it's very exclusive. In order to get in, you have to have some special keys and Bitcoin Cash.
Okay, so
everything at the disco is Bitcoin Cash only.
So if you want to buy a drink, you got to pay with Bitcoin Cash.
That's right, and you can buy drinks. We have fruit juice and vegetable juice and high-quality waters and protein shakes, the highest quality energy and sustenance. We also have masseuses who are there to train your body and relax it so that you can dance the best. But it's all only available with Bitcoin Cash. You can get a VIP card for $50 Bitcoin Cash that gets two people, everything else. But here's the thing. Most people didn't have Bitcoin Cash, okay? Because we want we want performers and dancers who are good enough to inspire the world to somehow get us into space. We also need engineers who are smart enough and finance people who can get us a ship. But they don't have Bitcoin Cash necessarily because they're not libertarian activists and the people within and on the edges of those networks. So how do we do it? How do we get Bitcoin Cash to people really easily, like dozens of people all at the same time during a party where everyone's going to space in their head?
How?
Quite a challenge. How? We created a robot, an onboard flight assistant for Space Disco, which is live now, is living, and you can communicate with this onboard flight assistant to get Bitcoin and upgrade onto the ship to various levels of benefits.
So this is like HAL, the computer from 2001, A Space Odyssey, that
is this going to go rogue and kill us?
Killing everyone?
I love how both simultaneously cool and dorky this project is.
Okay, so everyone comes in, they're like, okay, well, you know, what do we do? Hold on,
Stephen. I want to hear more about this Bitcoin robot that you're about to tell us about. Can you stick with us?
I'll stick with you.
Stephen Zeiler is here with us from HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, also one of the things he does.
And we're talking about the space disco. We're going to space, and we're going to throw a disco, evidently. 855-450-3733. Again, that's 855-450-FREE, as in free from Earth.
When you have a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support wear and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart
cotton body extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and body extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio you control. Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria
and Ian.
Derek J.
Now, is Bitcoin going to the moon or are we going to the moon?
Maybe both.
We're joined now by Steven Zeiler, who is telling us about Pirates Without Borders and the space disco currently being planned to make the world a better place by escaping it and dancing in perpetuity and peace, love, and liberty, basically. Which, to me, sounds like a pretty awesome thing to do with one's time. So, tell us a bit more. I think Ian had at least one question in particular there for you, Stephen.
Did I?
I thought you did before we went out to break.
I don't know.
Okay, yeah. So in order to get into the space disco, see, we want to attract only the highest tech and, like, kind of, you know, people who are thinking with their head,
right,
to this disco, so that it's a sensual experience, but for intellectuals who don't often get that because they're always very heady. Mm. All right. So in order to get into this, you have to communicate with Calm, the onboard assistant.
That's what it was. He was going to tell us about how to communicate with a robot.
Okay.
And right.
This is the disco bot that I was talking with earlier that didn't like me very much.
Well, anyone
Derek's
on
nodding
air,
for any, those who can't see it.
Everyone can follow along on air right now and experience what the crew members of Flight Simulation 0.1 experienced by texting the phone number 207-360-8754. And I'll say that again in a minute so you can be ready. But you text this phone number, the word disco.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you guys do that?
I did.
Yeah.
And
I
you
did.
Got the
Derek,
you got a special gif?
Derek had Aria do it before the show, but he told me that I didn't need to do it. Should I do it anyway?
Well, you should do it because this will register you it within the system, which eventually will be stored on the blockchain, so that there's a record of participation. So people who participate, buy things, are involved with establishing Space Disco at the beginning will be on record, and they will get way more credit when it comes to inviting people to the future Space Discos, which are going to be more advanced and more awesome and in higher altitude. So everyone on air, if you want to participate.
I love everything about this.
Okay. You have to text this phone number, 207-360-8754. Text it the word disco. And that's really just to tell the robot that you want a disco and that you're interested in applying for a crew membership on the Precariat.
Okay, and so this is open, obviously, to any of the listeners, right? Because you just gave this out over national radio.
That's right. Anyone can text this number, and they will get the boarding. See, here's the thing. They will get the boarding pass for Simulation 0.1, which occurred last Tuesday. So this boarding pass
is
really just, it's expired, so it doesn't work. But you will be registering yourself in the system, and we can contact you in the future. We'll tell you about future flight simulations. Okay, but that just gets you in, but you can't really do anything. Like, you can't get a pass into the disco. You can't buy a drink. Without Bitcoin cash.
I hate to think that if I showed up at this disco, you'd be like, "No, Aria, you can't come in."
Wait a minute. Why can't you come in? Doesn't this get you a boarding pass? It gives you an expired
boarding pass.
Oh yeah.
Oh well, there will be a way to get the next boarding pass, but you have to be
on the list.
Yeah. Look, this party is amazing. And so a lot of people want to come.
It looked cool. I saw a brief video clip from it. Of course, Aria, you and I were working on the show at that time, so we weren't able to go. But the clip that I saw looked pretty banging.
Look, all the most amazing people in the entire world are going to want to participate in this because it will get them into space, to the Space Disco. So in time, it will become even more and more desirable. So you want to be in now. So,
Get on the ground floor.
Is there a Bitcoin?
If you're a Bitcoin user, then you get a lot of points. And you have a lot more power in the system. For instance, you can acquire a capital interest wristband. It's a VIP where you get free everything.
Dang,
but it's only available for Bitcoin.
And when you say Bitcoin, you mean the real Bitcoin, as in Bitcoin Cash, right?
We can negotiate if
you got some coins. So you can also pay with Bitcoin SV.
Okay.
So here's the thing. So most people, they come in and it's dark. There's some cool lights. There's some cool music. Now it was 0.1, so it wasn't the best upstairs. Downstairs was dope. But anyway, upstairs, there's the bar. People want to get drinks.
That's the observation deck of the Precariat.
They have to upgrade to premier level. Okay. In order to upgrade to premier level, you get Bitcoin once you upgrade. Okay.
How do you do that?
So you ask the comm onboard flight assistant to upgrade.
Okay.
So I can type this in now?
So you're saying once
How do I do that?
You're saying once the robot texts back, you then tell it you want an upgrade?
Have you texted this robot, Ian?
I've just texted him, and he gave me the boarding pass.
And what happened?
It says we're going to space, and we're bringing a disco. Prepare to move your body, and then I get the invitation to the disco, which happened last week.
So it's like a GIF.
Yeah. And so you're saying then you have to text upgrade to the robot?
Yes. Well, if you want to upgrade to premier level, which is only available for a short time, so everyone who wants to should try, you get some Bitcoin cash.
Oh, damn.
Nice.
So anyone who texts this gets Bitcoin cash?
Anyone who texts this will get a code that they can present to the gate attendant.
And what does that do?
What did you get?
I just got it. Yeah.
I got the code. But what is the code? So you have to present the code to the next party.
Okay, yes. So crew members, well, this happened during the party. Crew members who have a high enough level have a scanner, a space disco scanner. It's an app on their phone, and you can present codes like the one you just received to them, and they will scan it, And if any crew member scans your code that you just received, it will upgrade you to Premier Class and send you a text message with $10 Bitcoin Cash.
That's pretty sweet. So you actually get paid to walk into this party if you've got, if you're high enough level or whatever, if you've got the permission slip?
Right. If you engage enough with Bitcoin Cash, you will get free Bitcoin Cash.
Well, I'm the Cash seller at local.bitcoin.com.
That's true.
I engage with it pretty extensively.
Yeah, so, I mean, if you engage with the robot, you'll get some free Bitcoin Cash. Now, you'll want to be cool and have your own Bitcoin Cash and just pay.
For sure.
Right? Because then everyone will
look at you. We're not getting into space if everybody's
trying. This is what happened. Everyone was overwhelmed by how awesome this party, and a lot of people were new to Bitcoin Cash, and it was... This was the easiest, best way to get them to use it. Like, none of them would have thought in a million years. And then they saw some people who had wallets who would go around, and it was way easier for them, even. So they looked more fluid and graceful paying with their better Bitcoin Cash wallets. So everyone's going to want to learn how to use the Bitcoin Cash wallet instead of just Cointext.
That's true. On one level, it was really cool seeing people walk in who had never used Bitcoin before, and then boom, they've got Bitcoin on their phone. They're like, okay, I want to get a drink. How do I use it? Okay, they text this number. But they looked a little awkward, like texting a number, and then other people would just go right up to the iPad and use their Bitcoin Cash wallet. And so they looked like pros, and they're like, boom, here we go.
What you referenced earlier there, Stephen, was Cointext, which is the system that our actually co-host or former co-host Vin Armani set up at Cointext.io to allow people who have dumb phones, for instance, that was sort of, I think, the intention behind it, to let people who don't have smartphones use Bitcoin Cash. And there's actually a Dash version of it as well. And so that's what this robot is sending the Bitcoin Cash out via, is he's sending...
That's right. The robot has his own Cointext wallet.
Neat.
Because he has his own phone number. So he will send Cointext payments to people from its Cointext wallet.
So yeah. Cool.
It's really awesome. Good. And we had a bunch of people use Bitcoin Cash for the first time. They were all very exposed to it. It's Bitcoin Cash only, so they had to do that. And it was really cool. In future parties, we're going to up the level of exclusivity where you need to be more skilled with Bitcoin Cash to do more things. So some of the things you didn't need this time. It sounds like a
good idea would be to, you know, restrict the upper level of your party of the, you know, to people who have the Edge wallet or the Koinami wallet. Not Koinami, because Koinami sucks, but some sort of actual mobile wallet. Well, you can still get on the ground floor if you use the Cointext.
I'm looking forward to hearing about this as it develops, Stephen.
So not only is this the world's only interplanetary disco, it is also the world's only Bitcoin Cash exclusive disco.
I have more.
All right. Stick around. More about the space disco here in just a few minutes. I mean, there's so much more to discuss about discoing in space.
And mushrooms.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion. Located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.